Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the 80th Venice Film Festival, Giornata degli Autori, and specifically The Miu Miu Tale, The Woman's Tale by Miu Miu, produced by Miu Miu. I'm here with one of the two directors of the two movies, with Antonietta Lamat Kuzhenovic. For the film Stain. Good morning. Stane, sorry. I had this kind of British pronunciation, but it's not.
Great. We expected that. So thank you for having me.
So your short film is... the central issue of the film is like the role of a woman and the perception, the patriarchal perception of it. Because... which are two very different things. Stani is a woman. It's a young woman. She's ahead of his construction site. So she's a woman in power, if we may say. But still, inside of her community, with her father and mother, she's not that strong. So why you were interested in telling this kind of disjunction?
I'm always interested in family dynamics, and I'm interested in, you know, the layers of awareness mm-hmm. one has about those dynamics, because we so often think we do know our family and we are expecting their certain reaction, but then, you know, the ways of getting to know your closest people are many. That is one reason. So it is kind of like awakening to something that felt familiar, but now it's a different angle to it, in a different, once there's a certain change in dynamic of power.
Yeah.
And then when we are talking about power, I'm always interested in this dialogue. We need to give power to women. We need to put women in power. I never heard someone saying we need to put men in power or we need to give power to men. Mm. Power that it's given in such a way, in such dialogue, can every time be taken away.
Yeah, it seems also like it's not due.
It's not a real power, yes.
It's not a real power. It's a concession, it's not that.
Yes, and it's often... and it's often now, it happens to women who are in power that they've earned, that it's tagged as something that it's given to them because it's the time and age of giving power to women. So I would like that wording is maybe reconsidered mm-hmm. of giving power or putting someone in power, because there's always somebody behind who has to give or put you somewhere.
Yeah, or allow you to be.
There should be just no blocks on the mm-hmm. road.
Which is exactly what's happening to Stanley, because there is this kind of celebration of the Croatian community in New York, and she has a very deep personal family issue with her husband. But everything has to be solved because the community wants them to be together. And she's not exactly sure to stay with this man. So she's experiencing this kind of friction between what she feels like being and what she has to be. Mm-hmm. And how...
And what she knows.
And what she knows, exactly. What she knows and what she cannot tell, even if she knows it.
Yeah.
You choose to show us all this kind of tensions in this like single location with this party, and she is always standing out besides the gorgeous yellow dress she wears, but she's always standing out as different from the others.
Mm. Yes, you know, sometimes the communities that are a small communities living outside of their country, being in the shadow of such a strong and big city like New York, have to hold together. And there's somewhat where I was playing with a little bit of a tribal mm-hmm. mentality. And then you are either part of the tribe or you're out of it. So it was inevitable, if you don't join the tribe, that the tribe will chew you and spit you out, because then you are a threat to the movement mm-hmm. of the horde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To the balance of it. How would you...
There's always, among 100 people, if one stands out, that one takes all the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like in a communism, if one nail is standing out, you hit it back down.
How was your contact, your connection with Miu Miu for Women's Sale? How did it happen?
I received a phone call from Venice Film Festival Giornate degli Autori and Miu Miu. And I was invited to direct tale number 26. It was emotional because, you know, it really manifested fully today. I was sitting at my premiere among this incredibly talented women that were part of Miu Miu Tales or supporting them. And it gives you a sense like, wow, I am considered to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you such a strength and elan forward, saying the best is yet to come. That's very emotional.
It's very emotional.
Yes.
One last question for you. Do you... I'm always wondering, every time we are talking about a film that has a political issue or a social and political issue like yours, how this can be perceived and how this can be actually used by society to grow up, to, you know, to move forward. And how do you consider the role of cinema in this? How can you use cinema to do this?
It takes many films to prepare society to be ready to move forward. And then there comes a film that is received like that. So it is a synchronicity and dynamics between the audience and the filmmakers. Because sometimes, as we know, historically, many times the audience is not ready to move forward. And then those films are not received that way. And then it takes years to, for them to be discovered. And I really hope that the audience in my country and other countries with similar dynamics and mentality are going to be ready for Stane.
I think they are. I think they are. So your job is done. Your job was good and you, and it's done for now, at least.
For now. For Stane.
For Stane, exactly.
Thank you very much.
So thanks a lot to Antonietta Alamat Kuzianovic, director of Stane in the Women's Tale by Miu Miu and the Giornata degli Autori. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.